Hello, my name is Clay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, who is this?
My name is Clay, just returning your call from customer support.
For what?
It's you.
Is it for the, what did I put a call into? What's the name of your company?
Yes, ma'am, I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies. But your name, well, your number was in our system for a callback.
Trendy Productions? Possibly?
I'd be happy to see that you have an account with us.
Well, the thing is that I got a thing from PayPal. It had a trademark on it. Said that I had won. I could pick a gift. I picked a Mixmaster. Next thing you know, I got switched over. And they took Trendy Productions. Took out $5.74 out of my bank account. So, using a PayPal trademark, I think that's something that I need to contact PayPal about.
Okay. I mean, I'll be happy to see, like I said, do you have an account with us and see it in the environment?
How can I have an account with you when it said PayPal? I'm not giving you my PayPal account information because you represent 400 companies. And by the way, I'm recording this call just like you are recording the call. So I'm going to get a hold of, I'm going to contact PayPal tomorrow and I'm going to play them this telephone call and I'm going to figure out why you guys are using their trademark.
Okay, well, yes, my life. Your number was just out there for a callback, but if you don't no longer need customer support,
No, I need customer support, but you are representing yourself as PayPal on this thing that I called. You took $5.74 out of my bank account, and I want that money back.
No, ma'am. Like I said, I'd be happy to see and locate an account in our system. I have your zip code so I can see that you got an account.
61277.
Your first and last name?
Mary Rasmussen.
Okay,
I'm
yes,
not giving
ma'am.
You any more information, so don't ask me for my address or any other kind of stuff because PayPal knows all my information.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have an account here pulling up in my system. I do need to verify that it is your account. I can either verify yes with the address or two via your email.
I told you I'm not giving you any more information. If you have an account, you know that you took $5.74 out of my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. The account did pull up registered with your name, but I just want to verify that it is you before I give out any information on why your account was charged. But I'd be happy to assist you with why your account is charged. I just have to verify that it is you so I can be able to explain anything going on.
Okay. I'm just going to give you my street name and the town that I live in. I'm not giving you any other information. I live on Park Street. And I live in Prophetstown.
Yes, ma'am. So bear me one moment. Let me see why your account was charged. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see where you elected to enter the sweepstakes to win our KitchenAid for
yes.
The amount where you paid the $5.74.
It said that I did win. It didn't say anything about entering a sweepstakes or
yes,
any kind of contest. It said
yes,
that
ma'am.
I had won that from PayPal, though. So
yes.
are you PayPal?
Oh, like I say, I'm showing where you entered our sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid, and that's the reason why you were charged the $5.47. You know, you elected to pay, and that was a welcoming gift into our membership program, where you'll receive $125 voucher each month into our discounted store. Like I said, you'll get charged monthly to receive that voucher.
No, I don't want to get charged any more out of my account.
Okay, so I'd be happy to get the account canceled out right now.
Okay, and then I'm going to be calling PayPal tomorrow with this recording of this phone call. So you have a good evening. Bye.